I drink alone. Yeah, when it's early in the morning.
Yowza.
There you go. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, man?
You know, I guess the show is a couple of minutes early here this morning. It's Everybody Loves List Weekend.
Do we get
paid
more?
You hand me that thing there in the middle that has all the red letters all highlighted on what we're supposed to say here?
I think we do, don't we? We get a couple extra bucks because we came on a couple minutes early.
The Everybody Loves List Weekend, baby. That's what it is. Brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers, where you can get a free ski ticket by bringing your Ford in for any service. We got started this morning. They started without us this morning. Drinking songs. So that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do is drinking songs here in the first hour of the program. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Trying to think. Yeah, it takes me a while. Drinking songs. I don't drink, so.
Oh, you don't need to think.
Yeah,
you don't need.
It just comes naturally.
Yeah,
you got a Moose Milk song in there.
So, Olympics will end today. Well, actually, the Olympics ended. Don't act like it tortured. You didn't watch 2 seconds of it. Not 10 seconds of it. Not one thing did you watch. Hockey. Besides hockey.
Okay, see,
outside of hockey, not 2 seconds, right?
Right. Hockey, okay. That still was torture.
So don't
enough.
Act like you were tortured.
I was.
We came in, so we stink at the Winter Olympics then, I guess, because we came in fourth place, only 9 gold medals. I hope that's not a big reveal for anybody this morning. What happened? Didn't we send like 300 athletes or something like that over there?
Yeah, we won.
What happened?
We won 9 gold medals. And half the gold medals we won were the extreme sports that we invented somewhere in Vail or
good
Aspen like 5 years ago.
Good thing we sent the snowboarders, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you leave the snowboards out of it when one like 2.
They won everything.
Right. My favorite moment with the Olympics, honestly, because we did win 2 gold medals, men's curling. For the United States. Congratulations. It summed up all that the Olympic Games were about to mean.
So do you suppose now that curling bars are going to start popping up in places that have ice rinks?
Yeah. Well, the Americans win. So what do? They like to go on social media because we're Americans. We tweet, JD. They tweet at Delta. Hey, Delta, the U.S. men's gold medal team, we're flying back to the States. How about an upgrade?
Yeah, I heard about this. What did they tell him?
Delta said, hey, congrats, guys. Yeah, sorry, no upgrade for you. Enjoy the flight. See you on board.
What a black guy that is.
Dude, they got this.
Who's the guy that made that decision? It's like, you know, I'm reminded of a Dan Aykroyd line from Trading Places. Uh-huh. You are making a career decision here. Really? You want this to get out? Here's the curling team, a couple of guys that won a little bit of break after they just won your country a gold medal, and you told them to go
Told them to go stuff it, yeah. And Delta's like, well, you know, it's United that's the official airline provider for the Olympics. Maybe if we had that contract, we'd have done that for you. So there you go. So they had the last laugh at the curling team's expense.
How much is the bad advertising worth, you suppose?
Yeah. There's like 8 guys on the team. Come on. Oh, give them a little more leg room and a free cheese plate.
It's not like you're talking.
I mean,
you're not talking about a big number here.
No.
It's not like a football team or something.
I know. It's not like a football team and a huge coaching staff. 8 dudes standing there. That's it. Yeah. No upgrades, man.
No upgrade for you.
Oh, God. Well, if it was on a landlocked place, they'd tell them to take a bus, man.
I have all kinds of stuff I came in here wanting to talk about this morning.
Well, fortunately, we have an hour and 53 minutes left.
And you know the thing that jumps out at me? You know what jumps out at me? Geno Smith has decided that he thinks that the earth is flat, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, him and Kyrie Irving, right?
Geno Smith is the guy that looks like...
It looks like Marcus Grant from the NFL Network.
Our buddy Marcus Grant from the NFL Network.
Dead ringer for Marcus
Grant. We tease him about that all the time. But he's also a would-be NFL quarterback.
Has been NFL quarterback. Is he has been?
No, because I think he's still going to back up somebody. He's going to hold a clipboard for somebody.
Yeah, oh, clipboard quarterback.
Good clipboard quarterback.
Good quarterback, yeah.
And I'll tell you why I'm disturbed about the Geno Smith flat earth thing. Because one of two things is going on here, okay? Either Geno believes that there's a possibility that the earth is flat, and he's really like, he's buying in. It's like, okay. What Kyrie was saying a year ago.
Right.
Wherever that was a long time ago.
It was. Yeah.
So he either buys in or two, he thinks he's hopping on the joke. You know what I'm saying? Because Kyrie is, you know, he's even said Kyrie fake news. Okay, I mean, if you read between the lines, that was a heady
little
thing.
She's thinking it's late to the party, right?
Yeah. So you're either 6 months late on the joke, or you really think the Earth is flat.
Right.
Which one is it?
Oh God, I hope he's that late. I hope he is. I hope he's a guy who shows up in overtime. You know, after the game's over. You know, with the bag of chips and the guac. You know, wants to party. Wants to get the guy who forgot to set his clock back, right? Who shows up to work an hour late. That guy. Tries to blame it on the time change every year. He could be that guy. He's Geno Smith, man.
What if he's right?
That the Earth is flat? It could be. Look, have you been in space? Have you seen it?
No. I haven't been in space.
There you go.
I've been in an airplane a couple of times.
Okay. Did it look around to you? No, you can't
look
see
flat.
It, apparently, since you're... So, who knows, man? Maybe it's all fabricated. Maybe it's all forged. Who knows?
They tell us that the moon stuff was all fakery, tomfoolery.
They tell us smoking's bad for you. My grandma lived to 93 and smoked two packs of Benson and Hedges each day.
My mom.
Yeah.
93 and a pack of cigarettes every single day from like 17 years old.
Yeah, it was my favorite thing as a kid to go with her.
Eggs are bad.
We go to the Indian reservation.
Are they good or
in
bad
Washington,
now?
Everything's an Indian reservation.
I think it's back to good.
Yeah, you get cheap cigarettes, you know, that you take from her and sell to your buddies. You know, you get fireworks you'd sell illegally, all that kind of stuff.
We're running PSAs across the street about salt now. Have you heard those? Those
salt?
Are like new. Yeah, salt. Oh, salt's good for you now. It's all supposed to be bad. No, it's good. If you didn't have salt, you wouldn't get thirsty and you wouldn't drink and people get dehydrated. So now salt's good.
Okay, well, good. I'm going to go get some.
But what about the Earth? Flat? Is there a chance? Is there even a 1% chance that it's flat? I mean, listen, they want to say Magellan. You know, Magellan figured this out 500 years. What do you mean 500 years? He didn't have a plane?
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't. No, honestly, yeah.
Is there even a 1% chance Earth is flat?
Yeah, there's always
is there?
A chance. Yeah, so you're saying there's
Dave,
a chance.
1%, even a 1% chance?
No.
Don't ask
Dave. Dave.
Why
Dave,
not?
Dave?
Nobody's falling off the edge.
See, that's the thing.
Really?
It's the. It's the point of no return thing, because at some point, if it's flat and you keep going in one direction, aren't you going off the edge?
Apparently, it will. Okay. All right. What about?
Because if it's round, you keep going in a circle. You keep going that direction.
So no one's falling off the edge. Do we not have missing people that we've never accounted for?
Well, yeah, tons of people. Maybe the edge
maybe
of the Earth is the Bermuda
him.
Triangle.
Maybe the edge got him.
Maybe that's where the world ends.
Look,
that's where Magellan, he sailed around.
People that are missing.
You thought it was Cape Horn.
Missing in action, never to return. Amelia Earhart, you know, fell off the edge.
See?
Right?
All kinds of people. Maybe that's really what happened to Titanic.
Maybe, yeah. Dwight Howard. Adrian Gonzalez's last year. Maybe, I don't know, man.
Dwight Howard.
Maybe he fell off the. I think he's playing somewhere else. I haven't seen him, though. That could be it. Good. We've solved all the problems, man.
Even a 1% chance?
Sure. Yeah.
Gino's take was, you know, I'm starting to believe what Kyrie's talking about.
Where,
you see that story?
I did.
Broke pretty
course,
late yesterday.
Yeah. Where do you go to college? West Virginia.
West, by God, Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. You got any Deliverance theme song in there? You got any music we can cue up? Little Burt Reynolds, you got any? That was awesome, man. This guy was just jamming his little banjo right there. Good stuff. There's always a chance. But see, the fact that Kyrie went to Duke, that's problematic. He's saying, right, Duke is Stanford, is Northwestern, is Notre Dame.
I'm
going to
bring this
Rice.
Up again when people are awake, because I know I'm not awake yet, and I'm going to bring this up again. I want to take phone calls. I want to know, is even a 1% chance the Earth is flat?
It's probably the same people
Geno
that called
Smith,
in.
Geno Smith, NFL quarterback. Come on, you can't be a dumb guy and play quarterback in the NFL. So this is a pretty smart guy saying that he thinks there's a chance the Earth could be flat. Kyrie Irving.
Point guard, Celtics, you bet. Yeah.
I mean, is there even a 1% chance? I'm going to take phone calls in this day, Rob.
Okay.
That's what I think about that.
Ask him if a hot dog's a sandwich, too. It's probably the same, people.
Come on, big reveal for the second. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah.
Doggone it. That's where I was going.
Oops. I'm burying the lead over here in the 7 a.m.
All right. Yeah, everybody loves List Weekend, so we'll get back to drinking songs here in just a second. This sports block was brought to you by Tomorrow Sleep. Which is perfect for our show. More on the Olympics, more on the new Greg Norman golf carts, which you're going to want at your country club. Let me tell you, I want one and I don't even have a country club. But, more of that, still to come. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOI. Yeah. And whenever we do that, that means tickets up for grabs. Steel Panther, March 2nd, House of Blues. All you got to do is tell us what the Bush is singing.
I'm singing. I'm dancing most every night.
And I want to do that with you, babe. Let's do this bottle right.
It's really more like dramatic reading.
Hey, it can be singing. Singing's subjective, is it not?
Like I'm saying, it's more like dramatic reading.
Oh, wow.
I'm going with.
Jeez.
Who are we going to go with first on the phones there, Dave?
Blake.
Blake is going to go first. Blake, what do you think that song is that the Bush is singing?
That's Bottoms Up by Van Halen.
Bottoms Up, exactly right.
Look
yes,
that,
sir.
Man.
See, it's that easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. Awesome.
Dramatic reading or singing? See? What was he doing? Dramatic reading, singing?
I would say reading.
Okay, there you go.
Singing. But right. still better than I could do.
Thank you.
Steel Panther tickets for you, my friend. Hold on a second. We're going to grab some information and get you hooked up with those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thanks a lot,
good
man.
Stuff. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for rocking out with your Robin.
Yeah. Hey, how about a little Bottoms Up, shall we? So everybody loves this weekend. Yeah. It's drinking songs with Sports on Tap.
Listen to me. Sounds just like me here. Listen.
You and Dave.
Yeah.
Even look alike.
Well, somewhat. Now, maybe.
Everybody loves this weekend. It's 95.5 KLOS. Drinking songs. You know, and we didn't pick this either. Somebody here picked this. Sports on Tap, they put drinking songs in the first hour. What are they trying to say?
I don't know what they're trying. You know, the songs I wanted, the one song I wanted, we can't play. The other ones.
No, the one that you wanted is this one right here. You called in at 800-955-KLOS and said, Whiskey in the Jarro. Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Metallica's version of Whiskey in the Jar with J.D. in the Bush. That rock block brought to you by Stater Brothers. And it's Everybody Loves List Weekend. And they gave us J.D. in the Bush for hour one of our program at 7 o'clock in the morning, drinking songs. So we obliged there with a little Whiskey in the Jar. The Everybody Loves List Weekend is brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers, where you can get a free ski ticket by bringing your Ford in for any service. So go ahead and get her done with that. How about this name? When I say the name Jonathan Martin to you, Jonathan Martin, does that ring a bell at all?
To me, it does. Yeah, to me, it's the big fella that got picked on when you're bigger than everybody else on the playground.
To help you with your memory banks, authorities have taken the former Dolphins offensive lineman Jonathan Martin into custody. ABC News reports that this is the guy that was, air quotes, bullied by Richie Incognito and other teammates when he was with the Dolphins. Martin's former high school is Harvard Westlake High School in, hey, sunny Southern California. They closed for the day after became aware of a social media post from Jonathan Martin and his private Instagram account. The post included the words, quote, when you're a bully victim and a coward, your options are suicide or revenge, close quote. It also had the hashtags Miami Dolphins and Harvard Westlake, and also included the image of a shotgun and a box of shells.
Yep.
He also directly tagged Mike Pouncey and Richie Incognito in the post, which is the two guys that he said were the biggest bullies on the team. He's in jail now.
Yeah.
For yeah. his post.
They say he's in a mental institution as well, too. So that's supposed to make it okay. Yeah, it's supposed to make it okay.
Observation. Wow. What they're going to do with him.
Guy's fairly bright. He went to Stanford, right? Went up there and played there. I mean, come on, man. You don't do that ever, especially though a week after a shooting.
You know, I'm confused now. Is this a cry for help? The only way I can interpret this and make it make sense in my brain is this is some kind of cry for help, that I'm still not right. I'm still tormented or tortured by what happened to me in the past, because, you know, the text of what he said is that, you know, when you're a bully victim and a coward. So that tells you the way he feels about himself. He feels like he is still a victim. He's still suffering from that, and he's a coward. You know, and it's difficult for people to get their head wrapped around, because this is an enormous man. Yeah. When you say offensive lineman in pro football, you're talking about someone that will fill the doorway in just about anybody's house, you know.
6'8", 350 type huge.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Just enormous 300-pound man.
Yeah, he never recovered from that either. He only lasted 3 years in the league after his couple years of the Dolphins. He went out to San Francisco, or he played at Stanford, tried a cup of coffee with the 49ers. Didn't work out there, didn't mesh, didn't get along well with teammates, but... You know, we had to come into this with the reputation that preceded him there, that none of his teammates want to hang out. Probably,
you know,
give him the time of day, too.
Yeah, because
it is still a good old boys club.
Because, like it or not, it is a good old boys club. And, you know, you threw other teammates under the bus.
What are you going to do here?
Yeah, exactly. So the rest of them look at you like, it's like, okay, so whose act are you looking to be a part of, at this place? I mean, that's just the way people are going to look at that. And so, you know, unfortunately, as a bullying victim, he's a marked man, you know, but it's different for him. And, you know, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying different because, I mean, this is a grown man, obviously a guy that's, you know, way past 6 feet tall and 300 pounds and stuff like that, who's not physically really threatened by anyone unless they're coming at you with a tractor or a machine gun or something like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, a tremendous amount of wherewithal. He's played in the league for a while. He's got to have at least a few dollars pushed away. So he got some cash.
His parents are doctors as well, too. Because, like I said, Harvard Westlake.
No problem. Yeah, exactly. So no problem. Yeah, exactly. Grew up in, you know, a privileged, you know, environment.
I believe he graduated from Stanford, too, if I'm not mistaken. So he finished his school.
And you're no dummy if you graduated Stanford.
You get into Stanford, you're no dummy. Right. Yeah. So to have this whole thing happen, it's crazy. But look, people can form opinions of people. I mean, on a different scale. I've worked at a place somewhere before where somebody transferred in from another office, another store, for example. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'm usually thinking, why they transfer? Is it a proximity thing? They're driving a little bit further. I don't get it. So without asking, I'm getting too personal. This guy's pretty cool, you know? Then I find out, asking another buddy over there, like, yeah, watch out, though. They got a journal. I go, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah, they kept one on us here. And at 8:52 a.m., somebody was mean to me and wouldn't pass the creamer.
Uh-oh.
And I asked them, I'm like, oh, my God, one of those types. Uh-oh. You know, they're always writing stuff down.
At
you know?
8:52?
Oh, yeah, is this Chris Cornell, Kurt Cobain writing down lyrics? Are they writing us? So it's like, okay, once that was that, I'm not even talking to you anymore. Just because, yeah, who knows what the hell is going to come out of it. Oh, yeah, but all these mean little things in a journal, that's why they shipped them over. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Confusing part for me, the Jonathan Martin story and the Instagram post is, okay, I get it that you're still suffering, but now you post a picture of a shotgun and some shells, and then you put your high school on this. So I guess
high school was on the shotgun itself. This had to take some time in Photoshop.
Yeah, you went to the trouble to Photoshop all those letters onto the barrel of the gun.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, the observation.
Miami Dolphins was on the trigger. Harvard Westlake was on the barrel. Shells were all laying off to the side. That's where the other verbiage was over there. Oh, yeah, I looked at the picture's worth 2,000 words in this case. 3,000 words.
You're begging people to come speak with you at the very least.
Yeah, and if you've seen, I don't know if you've seen much of the L.A. news the last week or so, there's been a rash, close to a dozen kids questioned.
Over the Southland.
Some kids think, they'll never do nothing with me right now. You know, it's just 40 buddies that follow me on Twitter. Yes,
there's a 12-year-old kid that was arrested the other day for having scary or threatening lyrics in his rap song. Mm-hmm. First of all, I was amazed. A 12-year-old kid has got a rap song out that somebody can hear someplace, but apparently offensive language towards a teacher at his school. Well, he went to his house and picked him up.
Yeah, it's going to continue to be that, especially on the heels of this. I mean, come on, man.
You know, I said this before, it's my wife and I driving by a school that we've known for many years in our community, it's like, wow, look, they put this fence up, it looks like a prison. You know, it's like an 8 foot or 9 or 10 foot, you know, steel fence that you would not want to try and climb over the top of. I'm not saying there's razor wire on the top of it, but it's spiky at the top and pointy. And, you know, you wouldn't want to get caught up in that thing. And it looks awful, especially around this classic old school. It's probably built in, the 30s or the 40s or something like that. And it looks like hell. But you know what? That's the times we live in right now.
It's not going back.
No, it's not. And it's not about, you know, keeping the inmates in. That's about keeping the world out.
Yeah.
That's jacked up.
Yeah, it has to be. It's that way. You know, and you live in a nice neighborhood too. Can you imagine other places? It's honestly it's gotten worse. And what do you need armed security guards at all these schools roaming the hall literally with guns? What message is that going to send to kids? But that's obviously a political thing we don't need to go around. We brought this up because Jonathan Martin, here's a guy from Harvard Westlake here in L.A., went to Stanford, played
went
in the
to
NFL,
Stanford,
got picked on by...
Got caught up in a huge bullying thing, almost ended another guy's career over the accusations and that.
Yeah, they went to Vegas like for a weekend. Hey, you're picking up the tab. How dare you bully me? That was part of it. Really? To me, that's a rite of passage, man. If I'm the new guy at the station, you tell me I'm going with you to Vegas for the weekend, I gotta pick up the tab.
Especially if you can afford it.
Yes.
If I'm not sticking you with something you're gonna be paying with for the next three paychecks, then
Because when we get someone else to come help us with the show in a year from now, they're gonna pick up the tab. And then somebody's gotta be the new guy. It's happened in baseball forever. You carry my luggage, you dress up in a tutu and walk through the airport. We've seen stuff like that even here with the Dodgers. It's a rite of passage, man. But
see, this is why I like golf. Because in the world of golf, you don't have any of this intimidation stuff.
Nope.
You know, as a matter of fact, if you like golf in Greg Norman's world, or if you like golf regular, you're going to love the world in Greg Norman's golf world, because he's introducing, Greg Norman is designing golf courses now. And he's come out with a fleet of golf carts that he's going to put out at some of his play. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, right?
I do.
It's golf carts equipped with television screens and satellite connection to the clubhouse, to where whatever you can get on your phone, you can plug into this golf cart and you can watch. Obviously, there's not a concern for pace of play at any of the Greg Norman resorts. Because can you imagine? I mean, the guys, come on, take your shot! It's like, hold on, man, I'm watching Tiger's putting. You
know? Dude, they're about ready to give out another rose on The Bachelor. Right? Hold on. Who's going home today?
Come on, at least I'm watching golf.
Not the dumb broad from the South. Come on, man, I like her. You know?
Oh, man, Daenerys is about to lay waste to you, man. I'm watching Games of Thrones. Hold up!
Why not, man? We do everything else out on a golf course. Like, that's why he went out on golf on weekends.
I can't wait to see the demo in one of these Greg Norman Shark Experience carts.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's got to have the shark
Come
logo
on.
On. Is it painted like a shark? What do you think? The color of a shark?
I don't know. It's loaded with technology.
You got to have different brands. So one called the Hammerhead, one called the Great White, one called... Oh, I like it, man.
All right, back to the drinking list coming up. Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. 95.5 KLOS.
Yowza!
You just know it's going to happen. You know, I don't even try and jump in there.
Man, what a great show. That's one of us, I think, that, right? I'm outnumbered here.
You are. Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush.
Blake likes me from Carson. He won tickets. I mean, come on.
That's right. Somebody else will in a minute. We're going to have more tickets in just a second. Did you know it's going to cost you more money to watch the NFL in your living room now? Did you know that?
No. Okay. So NFL Sunday ticket, right?
NFL Only Sunday available on ticket DirecTV. Is raising their prices for that little thing that they have, which is the cornered market on being able to dial up any game that you want. So look, if you're a Bears fan and you live here in LA, this is really the only way for you to get every single Bears game. So you got people cornered for people who really want every one of their teams. So you're going to get a lot of people who are going to sign up for that. I think a lot of, and I've said this before, that a lot of the NFL's success has to do with fantasy football, because now you have people in Cincinnati that are watching teams in Florida, you know, and things like that. I think that the Sunday ticket is the same thing. I think more people have signed up for the Sunday ticket over the past few years because they're fantasy football players. I also believe that fantasy football has hit its zenith. I think that thing is on the way down now. I don't think there's no way it's getting any bigger. And if anything, I know that it's starting to wane a little bit.
How many more different leagues can you come up with? You're the commissioner of like a half dozen. You say, I mean, how many different things can you throw into the mix? I'm not as smart as you and can't understand the fantasy football stuff.
It's not about smart. It's a numbers game. Don't get me off the track here. It's a math game. If you take the colors and the names out of it, and I'm talking about the uniform colors, and then you pluck the emotion out of it, it's a math game. Very simple.
Well,
there you go. Well, this is why neither one of us are.
We can't count over 21. what comes next?
$293.94. Who comes up? The same person that levies the fines in the NFL came up with this. $293.94 is the price.
$76,812 for taking off your helmet and throwing it.
And 10 cents. But wait, there's more. If you want the red zone included in that, they want to ding you for up to $395.95. So that's an increase of $102.01. Once again, who's coming up with these numbers? Look, they've got the market cornered.
Yeah.
They got no competition. You can get whatever you want for it. I just think that this is bad timing on their part, because what it's going to do is push more people to just go get the Red Zone channel.
What's the price on that again?
There's the DirecTV version of the Red Zone channel with Andrew Siciliano as your host.
Yeah.
and then there is also another version of it.
Yeah.
And if you just sign up for the other version, look, I'm getting three games in the Red Zone channel. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I'm fine with that. Absolutely.
I get the other Red Zone channel for, I think, $100.
Yeah. And look, if you still want to be practical about it, because we try to do that in this dollars and cents version here. How much is the total on that? You said $268,
$293.94.
Okay.
All-time high for that. $293.94.
Divided by 16 games, $18.37. So it goes up
again,
a little bit, but tell you
Bears
what.
Bears fan living in L.A. for $18 a week. And look, this is your major entertainment for, 20 weeks more if your team goes deep into the playoffs or you're just a big NFL fan. So it's reasonable. Right. It's a reasonable number.
Well, here's the way I look at it. If you're a loner Bears fan, $18, okay, you're going to get a pizza, $15, maybe a little beer, another 12. So $30 in that. You got the 18. You're out of it for $50. To hang out at your house, drink your beer, eat your pizza, get a little bit of snacks, and watch the game. $50.
How much if I go to the pub?
Correct. If you go to a pub, now you got to deal with a whole bunch of other idiots from Chicago that live out here now. Tommy from the Docks, and Yo Vinny, and Saul, and this guy's from Boston. He just happens to show up in a Patriots jersey at the Bears bar, and they're playing the Lions. You know those people? You go to a Dodger game, someone's wearing a Cardinals jersey, and they're playing the Giants. What
you ever
doing?
Walk in on a Steelers party, having a football gathering of a Steelers club?
Oh, there's a dozen Steelers bars.
Oh, my gosh. They're all over the place.
Yeah, there's a Seahawks one down the street owned by a dude from Seattle, the backstage.
What a surprise
Well, you drive by, and they got a big inflatable Seahawks guy up there during the Sundays. But, no, I see what you're saying. So you're going to drop $80, $90 have to deal with other people.
Yeah. I'm just saying bad timing, I think, on their part, bad business model, because you're raising the price at the wrong time, because now there's finally a competition, because a lot of people are happy with just the Red Zone channel. I mean, I can watch that all day long. A Red Zone channel is scoring opportunities all day long of all the different teams. If you're a fantasy football fan, forget watching all those games. Give me the Red Zone channel.
You know what I want to ask Drew Sherman, our attorney at law here, next time he joins us? I had heard a couple years ago, I've looked all over, I can't find it anywhere. What they say is it's a antitrust monopoly. You can't do that. What? You should allow people to pay $12 just to watch one game, the team that they want.
Yeah,
they're doing it with the
before.
NHL. They're doing it with other sports.
No,
a la carte. I've never seen that with the NFL.
No, they're never going to do that because they lose money.
Of course you're going to lose money, because a lot of people would want the Red Zone, like I said, to watch some stuff for fantasy football, but me, I would just get Seattle
instead of making $395.95 off of you, we're only going to make, I watched about four games this year.
Yeah.
At about $48.
Correct. Yep,
that's why.
Correct. Yep. If you pay all the card, absolutely.
One more song. Can we finish off the drinking hour? And we're probably past the top of the hour anyway. One more drinking song, though.
Brass Monkey. That's Funky Monkey. No. This isn't
this
it.
In its place, perhaps. ZZ Top.
Okay. Right there.
Rock Southern California 95.5 KLOS. Everybody loves List Weekend with J.D. in the Bush. That's brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers, where you can get a free ski ticket by bringing your Ford in for any service. That Rock Block was brought to you by Boost Mobile. And our list will continue, driving songs. Yeah, that's a good one to get started with, right? Highway Star from Deep Purple. That's good stuff. Still to come, a chance for you to pick up some tickets for Steel Panther. But if you're with us a moment ago, we told you about Major League Baseball thinks they need to cool their balls.
Icy
off.
Hot.
Icy hot.
Yeah.
For the balls.
That, yeah.
Is this Major League question Baseball? Or a suggestion?
No suggestion.
Oh, I see.
Rub them with Icy Hot.
Okay. So you want to rub up the balls?
With Icy Hot.
Come on, Rob.
Will it
not rub up the balls?
Will it not cool them?
Who's going to rub all those balls?
I don't know. Interns. Okay, somebody working at Northridge.
I don't get interns involved here. I see a sexual harassment suit on the horizon.
I know, just don't make it the Dallas Mavericks type. Okay, aside from that, though, we're...
Shot at Mark Cuban.
Oh, God, let's watch Shark Tank later.
Here goes his presidential aspirations out the window.
Maybe not.
Meanwhile. Meanwhile, back over at Sports Illustrated, Tom Verducci is saying that Major League Baseball is going to mandate... Not just suggest, but mandate that every club store their balls in an air-conditioned and enclosed room. They want to do that all season long, going to look at the data and decide whether or not they need to implement that in every city like they already do in Colorado.
Yep.
Remember, this is what the Rockies tried to do a few years ago to try and help that from being the launching pad. Hello, it's altitude is what it's called.
Yeah. Not the home runs have gone down
a
little.
Humidifier.
But yeah, they still put them in a humidifier next to the cigars, the Cubans that they're smuggling.
Yeah. Well, I thought they did that down in Arizona closer to the border.
Yeah. They do, and they do it in Miami, too, Marlins Park.
Okay. Right, do they?
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He smokes a stogie before he goes out and plays.
Well, this is because they shattered the home run record last year. 6,100 home runs. 6,000 home runs in Major League Baseball last year.
If it's not the steroids now, the ball's got to be juice. You know, maybe guys are getting bigger and stronger.
Listen, there's two different companies conducted tests, and they found evidence that baseballs were altered, air quotes, at some point in the middle of the 2015 season, because all of a sudden home runs started to spike after the All-Star break, and they've got, they say, evidence that the ball was juiced a little bit in the middle of the 15. Really? Honestly, after 100 years of playing baseball, you haven't figured out how to make the ball consistently yet? Really? I'm sorry, I'm not believing
that. What kind of evidence? Do you think the FBI did like a wiretap on like the people that make the baseballs and got the Arizona coach involved?
You haven't even started on that.
While I'm buying a player, you can juice the balls.
They went on to say that at some point, some believe that that's what led to the spike in home runs in the World Series, is the ball got really juiced up last year. So humidors for the baseballs, right, in Major League Baseball.
And I'll say what led to the spike in the home runs is the fact that you used your bullpen too much for 7 months, and they finally ran out of gas when you needed it most. I mean, you can look at it that way,
said,
but you know what?
Giant fan.
Yeah, hey, I'm the guy that I wish they'd move the fences back 80 feet. And I wish they'd play with a hacky sack and try to hit that thing over. I want every game 1-0. I want every game 2-1 that's over in an hour and 50 minutes. Thank you. Come again. See you tomorrow.
Well, said the old play-by-play guy who wants to get out of here, yes, because he's got...
He's got
something up in the stands.
Yeah, right, okay. And I wish.
Coming up again, a chance to score some Steel Panther tickets. Bushka Fact headed your way next. It's 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
In honor of the Winter Olympics finally shutting down, I'm looking for the good stories. And really, my favorite story until I found this one was the fact that the U.S. men's curling team got dissed and Delta wouldn't give them 6 upgrades.
Unbelievable.
Because you're not united, okay? So, no, we're going to strike back
at
you.
It's billions in bad advertising from knuckleheads like us talking about that story.
Great job, Delta.
Yeah, good job.
Until I saw this story, that this is the raunchiest Winter Olympics yet. Whenever I see the word raunchy, that's like radio gold. So, yeah, you want to know why it's raunchy? I'll tell you next. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Got a minute.
Raunchy? Is that where we left off?
I saw raunchy and I thought, you know, I thought JD and I thought Bush and I thought Sports on Tap. And, you know, so this is the raunchiest Winter Olympics yet. Organizers are handing out, because a lot of times when it's cold, you got to keep yourself warm, right? So what are they doing? Handing out 110,000 condoms to the athletes that are taking participation in Pyeongchang this year. A new record for the Winter Games, apparently. 2,925 athletes. JD, that's enough for each athlete to have sex 37 times over 16 days of action.
Wow.
Which, if you do the
numbers,
that's
a lot of action.
That's 2.5 times per day. So is it really? It's not Wilt Chamberlain. What if Wilt was like on the basketball team that went over there? Would you have to throw more in there? I mean, that's a lot right there.
Like even awful lot for Wilt.
It is a good way, I guess, you know, stay warm indoors, right? Just the good old fashioned way. So congratulations to those. And I just want to know, did the men's curling team get any? Did they get more after they won the gold? Apparently not from a Delta flight attendant.
Not from a Delta. No.
Stewardess or no Mile High
Nothing
Club
from Delta. Meanwhile, back to Everybody Loves List Weekend. It's Driving Zone.
California 95.5 KLOS.
Everybody Loves List Weekend. It's brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers. We can get a free ski ticket by bringing your Ford in for any service. That's some pretty cool stuff. Our list currently this hour with JD and the Bush's Driving Song. So I'm going to reach down.
Yeah. Between my legs, he's a seatbelt. That's really all that song is. That's the only thing I heard to make it a driving song. That's good enough for me. That's why
that's
I tell
good
you.
Enough.
And next week is the Oscars. And you know where I'm going with that. The best golf movie ever is Sideways.
Oh, for stopping.
Because look, they show 4 or 5 clips of them golfing. The rest is about, you know, smoking and drinking wine and driving all over the countryside. You know, but that's what I got out of it was golf. That's what I got out of that driving.
You're
song.
Not a well man. Everybody knows that Caddyshack is the greatest golf movie ever made. No, maybe
Sideways.
The greatest movie ever made.
Sideways.
And Sideways is about wine
and women.
God.
And golf and cigars.
This rock block of driving songs brought to you by Boost Mobile. Time for us to bring in the show's attorney now. Drew Sherman with the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles is going to join us now because there's scandal going on in the world of NCAA basketball.
Juicy.
I mean, there is serious scandal. Drew, good morning. Thanks for being with us once again this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Did I just hear Bush say that the greatest golf movie was Sideways and
that's
not Caddyshack?
What he said.
Yes, because you know what? I've been on like 5 road trips like that. So it's just like looking back on my life, man. Awesome.
You know what? You're no longer a client of the firm. I'm just going to lay that out there right
now.
Well,
good. That's
you
fine.
Drop.
Hey, you're. You stopped taking my EBT card, so I'm behind on my payments. You know.
Those will not stop, by the way.
Hey, we've heard some big names have to step up to the microphone and go, Abba, 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 Abba.
Wasn't me.
And it was Coach Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim. A lot of people are going homina, homina, homina when it comes to this NCAA basketball investigation. But nobody more than Sean Miller of the University of Arizona, who apparently is caught on FBI wiretap talking about securing a player for the Wildcats to the tune of $100,000. Drew, how much trouble is this guy in?
This guy's in big time trouble. I mean, forget about coaching at the University of Arizona anymore. Probably forget about coaching unless he's going to coach at the Little Sisters of the Poor typewriter school, something like that.
I heard the J word possibly for him, as in the Gray Bar Hotel.
I think is probably doubtful.
What I wanted to ask is, what would the? I mean. Don't get me started on why is the FBI investigating recruiting violations for basketball at universities. So that's a whole other thing. But it's like jail? This guy's not a menace to society. It's like, you know, he cheated on an exam or something like that to try and get a player. But I've heard people say that he could be made an example of because this is the guy that got cold on a wiretap. I mean, have you ever seen a jury listen to a wiretap?
Yes, I actually have. but here's the thing. I mean, people get all, you know, over the top about these kind of scandals. And listen, are we saying that the NCAA and college basketball is kind of dirty? I mean, that's like saying that water is wet. I mean, so everybody knows this already. You know, he probably will not. He might have some fines against him. Jail time, I think that's highly doubtful. You know, we all got to keep things in perspective. Now, if you get an overzealous prosecutor, if you get an overzealous judge, which sometimes does happen, and they want to make an example, you know, whether it's based on race or based on whatever the case may be, sometimes, you know, those things do happen. Is it likely? Not likely, but could it happen? Possibly.
Drew Sherman's with us. Drew, what JD and I really want to know, please tell me you've already forwarded your contact information to Miller. Hey, Sean, you're going to need some help. I'm pretty good with this stuff, and I live in
You'd
L.A.
You'd be good at
this. You got to do that.
At the beginning of every college basketball season, I forward my number to every coach in the nation.
323, that's just Division I, you know, that we know of.
Right. Hey, absolutely. Speaking of Division I, the number from the FBI is as many as 20 Division I schools have popped up on the FBI's radar, including Duke and Kentucky and Syracuse.
Kentucky, I expect it, with one-and-dones like Calipari.
Yeah, Calipari's the king of one-and-dones.
How tough is this, too? Because we live in a court of public opinion, Drew. When we see Calipari defending himself up there, I don't buy a damn word. Then we see Coach K. Oh, look, man, they're just trying to vilify the poor guy. We're giving and Coach
then,
K the benefit.
And then Boeheim comes up from the Syracuse coach. He steps forward and says, this is all about these dirty agents. Yeah. I mean, they started this 30 years ago. Man, this guy's pointing fingers in a wicked way.
Absolutely.
Oh, most definitely. The first thing you look at is a person that is trying to deflect anywhere but themselves. You know, Krzyzewski might be the only coach that probably gets the benefit of the doubt on this one. I think every other coach, maybe, you know, Boeheim's been caught doing dirty stuff. I mean, like I said, you know, NCAA college basketball is dirty. It's like saying water is wet. I mean, you know, Calipari definitely. I mean, the fact that remains that, yeah, these guys better be looking over their shoulders because it's going to be come out. If we have one guy where it's gone on tape, believe me, the FBI's got some other tapes hidden in their back pocket. They're not going to release the juiciest one right off the bat. They're going to keep the best in their back pocket, and they're going to kind of release them slowly.
The season finale, right? Just like it's TV playing out there for us. Hey, we had talked about Florida, for example, Harper and OJ. Now that's kind of a dirty, interesting state here. Did Patino not go down for this already a long time ago? Louisville coach. Now Calipari.
That's actually a different thing. Yeah. What Patino went down for was the sex and hookers and strippers for recruits and players.
I guarantee you, someone will be on this list, too. They'll bring Louisville back into it, but Patino's talking right now. And now Calipari as well, with Lexington and Louisville both in Kentucky. I'm thinking that may be a cool place to move, too. Can you look into that and tell us the laws of Kentucky? I'm a big fan. If you're from Kentucky and you're listening, call us on the show. Tell me why you should pick up
and move
to the Bluegrass
State. You're not on the network. This is the L.A. show.
Oh.
This is the L.A. show.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Kentucky. You know?
Oh, by the way, you're going to wake up every morning in Kentucky.
Kentucky, oh. Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
Still, no matter how many hookers and strippers and everything. All right. You know, we're going to have you back and ask why the FBI needs to be involved in NCAA basketball, but that's for another day, Drew. Thanks for popping on.
Not a problem, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you in a second. Still to come this morning, tickets for Steel Panther. Want to go? All you have to do is solve the riddle that is rock out with your Rob out.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Steel Panther tickets up for grabs if you can identify this song that the Bush is singing.
The fireball that we rode was moving, but now we've got a new machine. Yeah, 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 yeah. The freak said, man, those cats can really swing.
800-955-KLOS is your number. Let's go to Jonathan in Montebello. Jonathan, good morning. Can you identify that song that the Bush is trying to sing?
Good morning. It's Deep Purple, Space Truckin'.
Space Truckin', baby. That's exactly right. All right.
Tickets You're welcome, Jonathan.
For you to see Steel Panther, okay, dude?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, hold on a second, man. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate that. A little Deep Purple, Maestro, if you please. It's Driving Songs. Everybody loves this weekend on KLOS. Ian Gillan out in front of Deep Purple and Space Truckin'. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
That kind of sounds like me.
The Everybody Loves List Weekend brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealers, where you can get a free ski ticket by bringing your Ford in for any service. Cool stuff. It's going to do it for Sports on Tap, or we're about to walk out the door. But by the way, did you hear about Jimmy Butler, the Jimmy Butler All-Star snub? Lou Williams was a little bit torqued that Jimmy got a place on the All-Star team and then didn't want to play because he was resting. Yeah. Lou Williams was like, really, you went, bro, and you didn't get to play?
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy Butler said, look, if you want to get paid, if that's what it's about, I'll play you one-on-one for $100,000, Jimmy Butler said.
Yeah. And who won?
Well, they're not going to play now because Jimmy Butler tore his meniscus last night, and he's going to be playing for about 4 months.
Yeah, karma. That's what you get, Jimmy, for not taking your All-Star invite, man. Where's the appreciation?
That's it. Go watch Tiger on TV today. Yeah, Tiger is back.
He's wearing red.
On television. Yeah, and he will be wearing red. And you know what? If he shoots a 62, he might even win the tournament.
Yeah, if everybody else shoots an 80.
Stay tuned for a very special Breakfast with the Beatles with Chris Carter coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.